Well, good morning, everybody. On this 4th of July, we praise God that we can come and celebrate the 245th birthday of the United States. 245, I believe my math is right.
大家早，今天我们很高兴能够在这里，而且今天是美国第245周年纪念国庆日。
It all started because of the phrase taxation without representation.
美国的独立主要就是从，有一句话，就是赋税，但是却在国会没有代表权。
It was the battle cry of the 13 original colonies as they were forced to pay taxes to England's King George III.
因为这当时呢，就是因为在美国有十三州的那个殖民地，他们必须要赋税，但是他们在要付大英帝国的税，但是在国会却没有一个席位。
And this because there was no representation in Parliament in Britain. They were still being taxed. Nobody was representing them. That was the key point.
在大英帝国的国会里面，美洲的殖民地没有一个可以派代表，没有一个代表。
As dissatisfaction grew, the British troops were sent in to stop the early movement, this early rebellion.
因为慢慢的大家非常的不满意的时候，就要开这个时候，因为很不满意，所以英国呢就要开始想要压制这个叛乱。
Repeated attempts to by the colonists to resolve the crisis without military conflict proved fruitless.
那个殖民地呢，他们一直想要解决这之间的矛盾，而不用武力，但是这样子的结果都没有成功。
So on June 11th.1776, the colony's second Continental Congress came and met together in Philadelphia and formed a committee.
所以在1776年6月11号，在殖民地的第二个美洲大陆的国会，他们在费城成立了一个委员会。
And they formed a document to sever their ties with Great Britain.
那他们在那里的目的呢，就是他们要起草一个文件，在这里要正式的官方的断绝他们跟英国的关系。
In this committee were many notable names, but the most prominent was Thomas Jefferson.
在这个委员会里面有许多有名的人，最有名的就是我们都知道的 Thomas Jefferson, Jefferson.
He was the most prominent, most gifted, most eloquent writer, so he crafted the document and the Continental Congress officially adopted the final version on July 4th, 1776.
这个 Thomas Jefferson 呢，他是这里面最有才华，而且最好的一个作家，所以就是由他来起草，这个文件。最后呢，这个整个美洲大陆的这个国会，他们就采用了。所以这一天呢，就是七月四号，1776年。
It's not just the yearning for political freedom.
其实这不单只是一个人心里的一个渴慕，对政治上的一个渴慕。
The yearning for freedom is a human yearning.
不单只是我们渴慕在政治上有自由，渴望自由是人一个本能的渴望。
It is a yearning of every individual to be completely free.
我们每一个人都渴望在各方面都得到自由。
We don't want to simply be free politically.We don't want to be free just geographically, socially. We want to be free personally, emotionally, and spiritually.
我们不单希望在政治上我们有自由，在地方上我们有自由，在社会上我们有自由。我们更希望在我们个人上，在我们的情绪里面，甚至于在我们的灵里都有自由。
We rejoice that we can gather here freely today and worship.
今天我们很高兴，我们可以自由的在这里敬拜神。
In this country that is quote unquote free, we come before God.
这个所谓的自由的国家，我们可以自由的聚集，我们可以自由的来到神的面前。
And yet we know there are many people that are enslaved still.
但是在这个国家里面，我们知道却有许多的人在为奴的光景。
It's possible to be in the freest nation on earth, be in worship, and still be enslaved.
但是所以人可以在一个全世界最自由的国家，我们可以在这里自由的敬拜，但是我们却在一个 为奴的光景里面。
Let's just go through a few examples.
让我们来看看几个例子。
For example, we're blessed with possessions and things, but somehow these things that God has blessed us with, sometimes we find that they begin possessing us.
比方说，我们有自由，我们可以拥有很多的东西，但是不知不觉，我们发现这些东西反而占有了我们。
God has provided for us. We have entertainment, television, movies, video games, but all of a sudden, these things that were supposed to be things to help us and assist us in life begin to start demanding us and captivating us to the point that we can't escape.
就像有神也允许我们有一些的娱乐的，比方说我们可以看电视，我们可以看电影，我们可以有电玩，但是这些事情呢，慢慢的它就反而对我们的时间有极大的要求，我们反而被他们掳去了。
And even our work, this joy that God has given us to excel and do well, many have fallen into the trap of workaholism, so they can't stop their work.
像工作，我们也很喜欢工作，神也赐给我们工作，我们可以我们可以有工作，可以养家，但是慢慢的，我们却陷入了一个陷阱，我们可能变成了一个工作狂。
This heightened pressure only leads people and they need something to take the edge off.
所以呢，因为这极大的压力，各式各样的压力，有的人就想说，我让我的生活轻松一点，我不要这么的紧张。
So people have begun self-medicating with drugs and alcohol and sex outside of marriage.
所以人呢就开始转向，比方说吸毒啊、酗酒啊，甚至于婚外情。
Little by little, they find themselves enslaved.
渐渐的，他们发现自己也变成为奴的光景。
And the truth today is you can be a Christian, believe in Jesus Christ, serve in the church, and still spiritually find yourself in a place where you're enslaved.
所以今天我们可以很悲哀的就是，今天我们可以说我们是基督徒，我们可以信，我们说我们信主，我们也来教会服事，但是呢，我们却有这个。我们却在灵里有挣扎，我们成为一个为奴的光景，我们有捆绑。
It's I feel so appropriate on this day, 4th of July, on our worship Sunday that we come, we look into God's word as Jesus himself speaks to us about true freedom.
所以今天刚好是美国的独立日国庆节，也正好我们今天可以从神的话里面来看有关自由。
You have your Bibles, or you look at the screen. We're going to turn to John chapter 8 today, verses 30 to 36.
我们现在来打开我们的圣经，看约翰福音第八章三十到三十六节。
As he was saying these things, many believed him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
约翰福音第八章三十到三十六节。耶稣说这话的时候，就有许多人信他。耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你们怎么说你们必得以自由呢？耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，所有犯罪的都是罪的奴仆，奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
First, Jesus is saying there is a way to true freedom.
在这里耶稣是说有一条路可以得到真正的自由。
That's the first point, but there's a secret to it.
但是这有一个秘诀。
Again, in verse 30 and 31 here, he was speaking to a group of people, which we discover later on are the scribes and Pharisees, the Jewish leaders.
在30到31节呢，在这里，耶稣是对一群人说，在后来的经节里，我们看见这些人呢，是在犹太人中是一个做领袖的，他们是文士和法利赛人。
And Jesus begins to speak to them, and he says, who had believed in him, if you abide by my word, you are truly my disciples.
所以耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
There are many people in America that claim to be Christians.
在美国今天有许多的人称他们自己为基督徒。
America is known as a Christian nation.
而美国也被称为是基督教的国家。
When I was growing up in 1990, 85% of people claimed to be Christians.
当我在成长的过年日里面，在1990年，大概有美国有85%的人称为他称自称是基督徒。
In turn of the century 2001, 81.6%.
到2001年的时候，81.6%的人自称自己是基督徒。
And you know, right by this year, right now, the last account that we have in 2018, 2019 is only 65%.
到了2018年、2019年的时候，大概只有65%的人自称为自己是基督徒。
But what it's saying is, there's a lot of people who claim to be believers, and yet are still enslaved. They lack freedom.
问题是有许多的基督徒，他们自称是自己是基督徒，但是他们却不在自由的里面，他们受捆绑。
And it's very obvious, they say they believe, but they're not doing anything with Jesus.
他们虽然说他们信耶稣，但是他们跟耶稣没有关系。
So in their lifestyle, they're really living like a practical atheist.
所以在他们的生活里面，他们所实行出来的呢，其实就是所谓的实用无神论者。
That is, you can believe the doctrines, the teachings of the Bible, and live the rest of the week like Jesus does not exist.
换句话说，他们虽然可以说我相信耶稣，我相信耶稣的教义，但是整个除了礼拜天以外，整个礼拜呢，他们的生活就好像神不存在一样。
So as Jesus begins to speak to these Jewish leaders, we know from John chapter 8 verse 3 earlier in the chapter that these were the scribes and the Pharisees.
在当耶稣继续在对这些人说话的时候呢，我们知道这些人呢其实是犹太人的领袖，他们就是文士和法利赛人。
They were very proud of who they were, what they stood for.
他们对他们自己的身份、自己的地位非常引以为傲。
Among God's chosen people, these were the leaders.
在神的选民里面，他们是选民中的领袖。
As sons and daughters of Abraham, as they're going to say later on, they were expected to be examples of moral purity and of righteousness.
因为就像我们等一下会看到的，他们在众人中间好像是一个属灵的领袖，他们是一个道德的模范。
We're going to see in this, even in this short paragraph here, that as Jesus talks to them more and more, their attitude begins to change.
但是我们在这一段圣经里面看见，当耶稣继续在跟他们说的时候，他们的态度就慢慢的改变了。
But we want to grasp the secret here first, and that is to abide in Him, abide in Jesus.
这里我们要看到的就是这个秘诀，这个秘诀就是住在基督里面，常常遵守他的道。
That is to trust Him in our daily living.
换句话说，我们必须在我们的生活里面，我们都信靠他。
This year, as our church is going through New Man Discipleship, the essence is discipleship.
所以呢，就像今年我们有这个新人的门徒训练，这个重点呢就是要门徒训练。
And this issue of abiding at its very essence is the ability to hold on to the master's teaching.
什么叫做住在他里面，遵守他的道呢？就是我们要紧紧的抓住这我们的主的教导。
In 2 John verse 9, look how powerful this is. It says, everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son.
就像在约翰二书第九节，他说，凡越过基督的教训，不常守着的，就没有神。常守着教训的，就有父，又有子。
So there's a time element.
所以在这里呢，还有一个时间的问题。
And there's a maturity element.
而且还要有成熟的问题。
Many people are attracted to Christ and they say they believe because they see the miracles, they see the benefits that they can have.
有些人呢，他们受到耶稣的吸引，他们来跟随耶稣，因为他们看见耶稣所行的神迹，他们看见跟随耶稣会得好处。
But in the end, they don't really want Jesus. These people don't really want Jesus.
但是呢，他们却不真正的想要得着耶稣。
A true believer, by his life, perseverance, and maturity, will show he's pursuing Jesus.
但是一个真正的信靠耶稣的人呢，从他的生活里面，从他的成熟度，我们可以看见他是一个信耶稣的人。
The second thing that we see is that the truth found in the person of Jesus Christ brings freedom.
第二点，我们看见在耶稣基督里的真理可以带给人自由。
As verse 32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
就像约翰福音第八章三十二节说，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Notice this, the truth is a person. It is Jesus. He is the truth.
在这里我们要看见所谓的真理是一个人，就是耶稣，耶稣他本身就是真理。
Jesus is speaking about a relationship.
所以耶稣在这里其实在讲一个关系。
That moves to change behavior.
这个关系呢，可以来改变我们的行为。
That brings the freedom.
然后使我们得着自由。
See, many people want a package program that somehow is something like you can plug in or do.
有的人呢，想要我们就有一个全部都包装好的一个包裹，我们就把插头一插进去，全部就可以 work.
But it's the relationship with Jesus that brings about freedom.
但是实在是我们跟耶稣的关系可以带我们进入自由。
Which, now watch this, when we pursue other things, no matter how good, we think it's going to bring freedom, it ultimately will let us down. It's going to lead us to a wrong path.
如果我们在基督以外追求任何的事情，想说这样子的事可以使我们得自由，到最终我们会发现我们走错路了。
Pastor John MacArthur tells a story in quoting a Jewish German writer, Franz Kafka, back in 1834. And Kafka was writing about true freedom, and his idea was his commentary on education. In those days, that was the big push. Education is going to bring us freedom. And this is John MacArthur commenting on that.
那个有牧师 John MacArthur 呢，他曾经讲，他曾经对于人认为，如果我们得到更高更好的教育，我们就可以使人得自由。他对这样子的事情有一个解释。
Franz Kafka tells the story of a bombed out city where nothing was left but rubble.
这John MacArthur 牧师呢，他就引用了一个作家叫做 Franz Kafka。Kafka 他讲的一个故事，他就说，在一个城市，如果这城市被轰炸的很厉害，只剩下一堆瓦砾和碎片。
Everywhere there were people bleeding and dying.
到处你看见的都是人在死亡，在流血。
There was smoke and smoldering fire.
而且还有烟，硝烟，还有火。
Just total rubble everywhere.
到处都是瓦砾残骸。
But in the middle of the city was a white ivory tower piercing the sky, pristine, untouched, tall building.
但是在这一切，在这个城市的中间却有一个象牙塔，非常的高耸云天，而且是白色的，完全没有被炸到。
Kafka tells the story of walking into that building to the top floor.
那他这个 Kafka 他就讲这个故事，就有一个人呢，他就进入了这个建筑物，这个白色的象牙塔。
He walks through a dark hallway, and then he sees a bright light.
他经过了一个黑暗的走廊，终于看见一点灯光。
And as he walked into that light, he found its way, and he walked into the bathroom.
然后他在这个走廊里面看见有灯光，他就进入了，这是一个浴室。
And inside was a man with a fishing pole.
在里面他看见一个人，他有手上拿着钓鱼竿。
And he was fishing in the bathtub.
他在这个浴缸里面钓鱼。
This man that looked at this man's fishing, he says, "What are you doing?"
那这个人呢，他就问这个手上拿鱼竿的人，你在这里做什么？
And he says, "I'm fishing."
他说我在这里钓鱼。
And this man looked at him and said, "Don't you know there's no fish in the bathtub? As a matter of fact, there's even no water in the bathtub."
但是他就说，你难道看不见吗？这个浴缸里面根本没有鱼，而且根本没有水。
And the man, without even looking up, says, "I know," and he kept on fishing.
但是这个人呢，他头也不抬的说，我知道，而且继续在那里钓鱼。
And Kafka's commentary was that was the understanding of higher education. If you're going to try to find freedom through higher education, it's like fishing in an empty bathtub with no water and definitely no fish.
Kafka 的这用这个比喻来说，这个就是我们对于更高的教育的一个盼望。如果我们觉得得到更高的教育，我们就可以得到自由的话，就好像你在浴缸里面钓鱼，没有鱼也没有水。
There's a high level of self-delusion, of deception, bordering on insanity.
这其实呢，就其实是一个自我的幻觉、自欺，而且几乎到了一个疯狂的程度。
But we live in an age where people are trying to invent their own truth, make their own way.
但是我们今天活着的一个时代呢，就是人想要自己发明他们自己所以为的真理，而且他们自以为的道路。
So it's instructive that as Jesus speaks, he directs our search back to himself.
但是在这里，耶稣呢，把我们的追求，把我们的寻找带回去他那里。
Confronted with the truth, the man, in Kafka's story continued fishing. What will these Jewish leaders now do in response to Jesus?
就好像Kafka 的那里面的这个故事里面的人，他头也不抬的继续钓鱼。那么在这里，耶稣所跟他讲的这一群人，他们的态度会是什么样子
？Number three，
我们看见第三点。
If you do not recognize you are in bondage, how will you ever be free？
如果你不知道自己在捆绑之中，我们如何能够得到自由
？Notice how these Jewish leaders who In verse 30 said they believed in Jesus, how they answered. They said, we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?
这些人原来他们是信耶稣的，但是在33节他们却回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你们怎么说你们必得自由呢？
See, their self-delusion and deception brought them to the place where they believed they were already free.
他们自我的幻觉还有自欺，让他们自己认为他们其实已经是自由的了。
They were so blinded they could not see the things that bound them.
他们这么的盲目，他们没有办法看见什么是捆绑他们的。
See, this is the commentary of our age. Even though people are content,Happy and comfortable in their self-made cages, the fact is they are still caged. They are still enslaved.
就像今天一样，人们可能画地为牢，自己盖了一个牢笼。虽然他们在里面很高兴、很舒服，但是仍然没有办法推翻一个事实，就是他们是为奴的。
When Jesus offers freedom, he needs the response of the hearers to acknowledge that they're enslaved so that ultimately they can see their great need.
所以当耶稣他在这里宣告有一个自由的时候，听的人必须要自己发现自己有这个需要，他们在为奴，在捆绑的光景里面。
We need to see how great God is, his grace and compassion as he's even speaking to these Jewish leaders.
我们在这里，当耶稣在这里对犹太人的领袖说话，让我们看见神对这些人是多么的有慈悲怜悯。
So not just the Jewish leaders, but everybody. What do we need to realize in terms of spiritual bondage today?
不单是这些犹太的领袖，我们每一个人都必须要看见我们今天是在什么样的捆绑里面。
See, we're in America, we have certain levels of freedom.
我们今天在美国，我们有某种程度上的自由。
But there are levels of bondage that the laws will never touch.
但是有一些的捆绑呢，美国的法律是不会管到的。
That can only be removed spiritually.
但是那样的捆绑呢，只能在灵里的释放才能够做到。
The first thing that we see is that we are under the curse of the law.
第一个，我们看见我们可能在律法的咒诅底下。
Romans 3:19 says, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be accountable to God."
就像在罗马书第三章十九节，他说：“我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。”
We have to recognize that as a member of the human race, we are under the power of sin.
另外，作为一个人，我们都知道全人类都在那个罪的权势底下。
Romans 6:16 says.Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness?
罗马书第六章十六节说：“岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从神就做神的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于成义？”
We have to see that this world is under the tyranny of Satan.
那另外我们要看见这整个世界是在撒旦的暴政之下。
Ephesians 2:2 says In which you once walked following the course of this world following the prince of the power of the air the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience
就像以弗所书第二章第二节那里说那时你们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗顺服空中掌权者的首领就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵
And finally we see that we're under the fear of death
另外我们要看见我们每一个人都是在死亡的恐惧里面
Hebrews 2:15 says And deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery
在希伯来书第二章十五节他说耶稣他要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人
Under such conditions, Jesus has great compassion on us in this world.
因为我们在这么多的捆绑里面，所以耶稣对这世上的人有一个慈悲怜悯。
He understands our weaknesses.
因为他了解我们的软弱。
He understands why people would turn to these other things.
他了解人为什么去到处寻找。
Yet he knows they will not bring true freedom.
而且耶稣知道那其他的事情没有办法带给我们真正的自由
So can a Christian still be enslaved to sin?
所以一个基督徒可能在罪的捆绑里面吗
The answer is yes, but it depends on how we respond to the truth, to Jesus
答案是是的这全在乎我们对耶稣这个真理的反应和态度
See, there's several ways that the Jewish leaders and even ourselves can respond today. Number one, we can ignore him.
所以我们对耶稣的回应可以有几种。第一个，我们可以完全的忽略他。
Now, they couldn't do that because they're speaking to him, so they maybe offer number two, that is to deny him.
或是我们否定他。
Number three, fight against him.
或是我们抵挡他。
Or four, ultimately, what Jesus is offering is to surrender to him and abide in him.
或是最后一个就是耶稣所盼望的就是我们对他来降服我们遵守他住在他的里面
But here's what ultimately happened
但是到底在这一段圣经发生了什么事呢
They could not ignore Jesus He was standing right in front of them
这些人他们没有办法 忽略耶稣因为耶稣就正站在他们面前
They began to question and deny him
但是他们就开始发问题他们开始在否定耶稣
They did not believe what he was saying, that they were truly still enslaved.
因为他们不相信耶稣所说的，他们在捆绑，在为奴之中。
And later in this chapter, in the rest of the book of John, we see them fighting against Jesus. So they started to fight Jesus.
那后来在这章圣经的下半部，我们就开始，他们开始抵挡基督。
Since they did not surrender to Jesus, they ended up not abiding in him. They ended up not finding freedom.
因为他们不愿意顺从基督他们没有办法顺从他的道住在他里面他们没有找到这个真自由
The Jews pointed to their irrefutable argument
然后呢这些犹太人呢他们就转向他们自己引以为傲无可辩驳的一个理论
They believe that as a child of Abraham that they will always be gods
他们相信只要他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，他们永远都是神的子民。
And then they say something that seems like an outright lie. We've never been enslaved.
然后他们就说了一句话，其实这听起来实在是一个谎言，就说我们从来没有做过任何人的奴隶。
Well, down through history, we see that at least under the Egyptians, under Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, They were enslaved many times in history.
但是如果我们看犹太人的历史，他们做过埃及人的奴隶，他们做过那个波斯的奴隶，他们做过希腊和罗马的奴隶，还有巴比伦的奴隶。
But they were even thinking deeper than that.
但是其实他们所讲的不是历史上的。
What they were declaring to Jesus is, we have never been enslaved spiritually.
他们其实在对耶稣是说，我们从来没有在灵里做过任何人的奴隶。
They dared to say, even though we were politically enslaved, other countries took us over, we were always free, because spiritually we are superior.
他们所讲的，虽然我们这个国家被许多人的占领，他们成为奴隶，但是他说我们在属灵上，我们从来没有做过任何人的奴隶，我们是自由的，我们从来没有做过奴隶。
So the sin becomes deeper.
所以其实他们的罪呢，反而是更深的。
You ask a person who is addicted if they need help.
当你问一个在有毒瘾的人，他需要你需要帮助吗
？And many times, most of the times, they will rationalize it. They can handle it.
很多时候他们就给自己有一大堆的理由，而且他们认为他们可以有办法处理这件事这个情况。
They're only open to help when it's painfully clear that their addiction is ruining their lives. They finally have to reach out for help.
除非他们真的在看见这个痛苦的事实，他们没有办法，而且这件事情在毁了他们的人生，他们才会寻求帮助。
Sometimes even spiritual, when we try to serve God in our own strength, all of a sudden there's health issues, there's burnout, there's spiritual exhaustion.
有的时候呢，我们想要靠着自己的方式、自己的力量，我们来服侍主，慢慢的我们发现我们的灵力耗竭，而且我们没有办法了。
Our whole being is screaming out, something is wrong.
我们整个人呢，其实都是在那里呼喊，有些事情是不对劲的。
I need to find true freedom because what I'm doing with these substitutes for freedom, it's killing me.
因为我们就开始觉得我们需要真自由，因为这些自由的代替品现在正在杀害我们的生命。
All right. Now, number, let's see where I am now. Let's see. Now, as we go into this self-deception, there are many times that people do not even know that they are enslaved.
因为我们有自欺的情形，所以很多时候我们并不知道我们在为奴的光景。
Leon Morris says this.
所以 Leon Morris 他曾经这么说过。
Listen to this. He says, men do not always or even usually realize that they are in bondage.They tend to rest in some fancied position of privilege, national, social, or religious. So these Jews, proud of their religion, did not even know their need to be free.
这是 Leon Morris 说的。他说，人们经常没有意识到自己处于捆绑之中。他们安于某些假想的特权，无论是国家的、社会的，或是宗教上的特权。因此，这些他们以宗教自以为傲的犹太人他们不知道自己需要自由。
As we celebrate America's birth and freedom today, we want to ask, and Jesus is calling us, what about you? Have you found true freedom in Christ?
当我们今天我们在庆祝在美国的自由和独立的时候，我们要来看一看耶稣他问的，我们是不是真的在基督里得到自由？
You may not want to answer too quickly.
或许我们不要很快的回答。
You don't want to say, well, I had a godly home, a godly heritage.
你不要想我是生长在一个敬虔的家庭里面。
You might say, I attend church, I read my Bible, I tithe.
或许你说我有读圣经，我有祷告，而且我还有十一奉献。
But we need more to bring us true freedom.
但是我们需要更多才能进入这真自由。
The religious leaders were actually offended.That Jesus offered freedom.
所以这些犹太的宗教领袖对于耶稣想要给他自由，他们反而觉得被冒犯了，非常生气。
Number four, those who are enslaved, that is these religious leaders, will demonstrate it in their lives. That is, life itself will reveal whether we are free or not.
第四点， 为奴的人就像这些宗教的领袖，他们在他们生活里面会显出他们为奴的身份来，所以我们在捆绑里面，我们的生活会表现出来。
John 8:34, this verse says, Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin.
约翰福音第八章三十四节，耶稣回答他们说，我实实在在告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
It makes sense, doesn't it? Those who are enslaved will continue to live a slave-like life.
所以这实在是 很有道理的，那些犯罪的你做了罪的奴仆，你就一直要听罪的话，就继续的犯罪下去。
And those that are free begin to live lives of freedom.
但是在自由的里面就开始过了一个自由的生活。
Just, we've spoken a little bit about these Jewish leaders. I'll tell you a little bit more about what happens in the future. Verse 30 and 31, we read that they believed in him, quote unquote believed in him, that they were attracted to Jesus, some of the teachings that he had. But all of a sudden, by verse 34 here, all of a sudden their attitudes change. They begin to be indifferent to Jesus. In verse 37, all of a sudden Jesus is referring to them as children of the devil. 44, as liars.And 55, guilty of mob tactics and trying to attempt to murder him and to those that believe. So all of a sudden, they went from quote-unquote believing him to outright trying to kill Jesus.
所以在后来的这一章呢，我们就看见这些人，这些宗教领袖他们的变化。他们从一开始相信耶稣在31节，慢慢的呢，他就开始对，但是当耶稣对他们所说要得自由的时候，他们就慢慢的开始对耶稣冷漠起来。而当耶稣对他们说，你们是魔鬼的儿女的时候，你们是说谎话的，而且呢，他们就开，从这以后呢，他们就开始突然变成像暴民一样，他们就开始想要杀害耶稣。所以这一章我们看见，从一开始三十节他们相信耶稣，到最后他们想要杀害耶稣。
They could have recedJesus' grace and compassion.
其实他们大可以接受得到耶稣对他们的恩典和对他们的慈爱。
But they decided to fake their own righteousness and became offended and denied their own sins.
但是他们决定继续伪装下去，做一个义人，而且这样子，因着这样子，他们反而被冒犯了，开始生气，而且拒绝耶稣。
They made a terrible error, a terrible mistake.And the mistake they made was in their self-assessment. They assessed that they were perfectly righteous.
在这里，他们犯了一个错误。最大的错误呢，就是他们对自己的评估。他们认为他们是有他们的自义，他们认为他们是义人，他们是自由的。
But a more humble, realistic assessment would have brought them to the place of a place of finally receiving the compassion and forgiveness that they needed and restoration.
但是如果他们的态度是谦卑的，而且是比较切合实际的，对自己的状况有一点评估的话，他们可以大可得到神对他们的恩典，还有对他们所要给的赦免。
Well, Jesus continues on. Number five, a slave is temporary, but a son is forever.
第五点，奴仆是暂时的，而儿子是永远的。
In verse 35, it says, The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever.
约翰福音第八章三十五节说，奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。
We have to see something here. Jesus is appealing to them even more. He's not scolding them. He's not yelling them. He's appealing to them.
我们在这里，我们必须要知道，耶稣在这里不是指责他们，不是骂他们，其实是在想要吸引他们。
He wants them to see that there is a difference between a slave and a son.
他想要让他们看见，做一个儿子跟做一个奴仆是有不一样的。
All their answers in terms of being righteous under the law was the language of a slave. It's like, is this contract right? Did I fulfill my requirements? Did I sign everything? Did I do everything correctly? That's the language of a slave.
这里耶稣要让他们看见，他们对耶稣的回答说，哦，所有的律法我都要求我都做到了。其实这样子的说法本身就证明他们是一个奴隶，一个奴仆，因为他们想说，我有这么多的要求，我都做到了，所以我是诚意的。
Jesus didn't want to treat them like slaves. He wanted to welcome them as sons.
但是耶稣并不是想要把他们当奴仆来对待，他是希望能够像儿子一样把他接到家里。
We must now see that in our speaking and celebration of freedom today, that the heart of God here is expressed, the compassion of God that reaches out to them and to us today, not for our legal requirement, but He would, in an intimate relationship, call us back to Himself.
所以今天当我们在庆祝国庆节的时候，我们要看见天父的心是何等的慈爱，他不希望我们继续在这个为奴的光景，他想要他的慈爱想把我们召回去他的家里。
Jesus wanted to help them see being Jewish does not automatically mean you are free.
耶稣想要让他们看见你身为一个犹太人并不表示你就是活在自由的里面。
Freedom can only come through God and through His Son, Jesus.
真自由只能从神而来，从神的儿子耶稣基督而来。
In the ancient world, slaves were common.
在古代的时候，家里有奴仆是非常普遍的事情。
And these Jewish slaves particularly, in these households, there was an agreement. You worked a maximum of 6 years, and then you were set free.
对犹太人的对做犹太的奴隶呢，他们是有一个他们是有一个合同的，就是说你在这个家里做六年，第七年你可以自由离开。
They were hired workers.
所以呢，他们在这个奴隶里面算是比较上层的奴隶。
There were tasks expected them to do.
他们是奴隶，所以他们必须要有。他们要做的事在家里。
And there were masters of that household that made sure that they completed these tasks.
在家里呢，就有主人，他必须要确定这些奴隶做完他们该做的事。
And if they didn't complete these tasks, there were certain punishments that had to be meted out.
如果他们没有做好的话，他们会受到处罚。
So you see, they operated under the law and with an attitude of fear.
所以呢，他们其实是在这一个律法法律的底下，而且他们做的战战兢兢，充满恐惧。
God is offering them a different picture of an intimate family.
但是神在这里却给他们一个另外一个图像，就是一个在家里有亲密关系的一个家庭。
Now we have some experience.
我们都有这样子的经历。
Our children, when they were growing up, were certainly not perfect.
当我们孩子们在长大的时候，他们是不完美的。
When they would draw those scribbles on those pieces of paper and give it to us as gifts.
当小孩子们在纸上涂鸦，然后把它当成礼物送给我们。
But for parents, those were masterpieces.
但是对他们的父母来说，这些都是艺术的杰作。
Everybody else saw them as scribbles and things to be thrown away.
那别人看起来就是一些涂鸦，就是要把它丢掉的。
We frame them. You know, we put them on the wall.
我们却把他们放在镜框里，挂在墙上。
And sometimes, even actually for our kids, we just took them down. 2-3 decades are on the wall.
他在我们家里大概放了二三十年，还放在墙上。
The heart of God says, "I see all of your weaknesses."
但是天父的心却这样子告诉我们：我知道你们所有的软弱。
I see your failings.
我看见你们的失败。
I see even when you try your best.It is not the best.
我也看见，当你们尽你最大的努力的时候，还是没有做到最好。
But my relationship with you is not slave and master.
但是我跟你的关系不是像主人跟仆人的关系。
My relationship with you is son and father.
我跟你的关系是父和子的关系。
So it is in 1 Corinthians 17, 13 to 14, he says this, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son.I will not take my steadfast love from him as I took it from him who was before you, but I will confirm him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever.
在历代志上17章13到14节，在这一段话里可以描述天父跟我们的关系。他说我要做他的父，他要做我的子，并不使我的慈爱离开他，像离开在你以前的扫罗一样。我却要将他永远坚立在我家里和我国里，他的国位也必坚定直到永远。
Merrill Tenney, old-time commentator, says this about the difference between a slave and a son. He says, A slave has no security, for he can claim no family ties that entail an obligation toward him. The son of a family has permanent status within it. Jesus enlarged this analogy by stating that while a son is rightfully a partaker of family privileges, the son can confer them. The hope of real freedom does not lie in the ancestry of Abraham, but in the action of Christ.
Mary Talley 这是一位圣经解经家，他曾经说过这样子一段话，来表达那个一个奴仆跟一个儿子的不一样。他说，一个奴仆是没有安全感的，因为他没有任何对他有义务的家庭关系。一个儿子在家里却拥有永久的地位，而耶稣却把这个比喻扩大了。他指出，不但一个儿子可以理所当然地享有在家庭里的特权，神的儿子还可以把这些家庭特权赐给原来不是家人的人。因此，我们要得着真自由，我们的指望不在于拥有亚伯拉罕成为我们的祖先，而是在于耶稣基督的作为。
Amen. Now, in your outline, some of you have point six, some of you don't. So there is a point six. And point six is, true freedom only comes through the Son, Jesus Christ.
第六点就是说，真自由唯有从神的儿子耶稣基督而来。
This is what he wanted the Jewish leaders to see.
这就是他想要这些犹太领袖能够看到的。
But he could see their enslavement.
如果他们能够看见自己为奴的光景。
He can see their sorrow.
他们可以看见他们自己的忧伤
And he wanted them to be free.
而且他希望他们得自由
So in summation he says, So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
所以他说天父的儿子若叫你自由你们就真自由了
This abiding in Christ, persevering in his word comes about through the power of the Spirit of God is not something we can accomplish.
让我们能够住在基督里面，让我们能够顺服圣灵，这不是我们自己可以做到的。
The Spirit of God brings birth, spiritual birth in our lives and begins to sprout fruit. And in our lives, we continually work, He works in and through us.
但是当我们重生以后，圣灵住在我们里面，开始有圣灵的果子，而且让神做工在我们里面，而且让我们这个果子能够活出来。
Each and every day we have a choice.
每一天我们都有一个选择
Particularly on a day when we're celebrating freedom
尤其是今天当我们在这里庆祝自由的时候
We don't want to simply settle for political or freedom that we have in the United States
我们不是只是单单于满足我们在美国有政治上的自由
Let's go all the way and talk about complete freedom only found in Jesus Christ.
让我们来着眼看见在耶稣基督里面所能得着完完全全的自由。
1 Peter 2:16 says, Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God.
在彼得前书第二章第十六节他说你们虽然是自由的但是却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒总要做神的仆人。
True freedom gives us true sight, perspective.
因为真正的自由可以让我们看清楚真相。
We don't live under deception and self-delusion.
我们不再活在自欺和幻觉里面。
It begins to align us to see what is true and eternal and valuable.
所以我们在自由的里面我们就可以看见什么是真的是永恒的是有价值的。
See, for example, we don't just come and worship God on Sunday because that's the thing to do.
所以呢，比方说，我们不是只是礼拜天来教堂来敬拜神，因为这是我们该做的事。
No, we come and worship God on Sunday because He has opened our eyes to see that He is the one true God, and He has sent His Son Jesus, and He is our Savior. And we come because He is infinite and eternal. He does not have a past. He doesn't. He doesn't have a beginning, and He won't. And it goes all the way into the future. He doesn't have an end. And because He is worthy of that, we come and bring our praise each and every day. We just so happen to be able to do this on Sunday.
我们之所以来到教会也想要来敬拜他实在是神开了我们眼睛让我们看见他实在是从起初的也是到 末尾的他是永恒的他是值得我们敬拜的他是神也是我们的救主他为我们死在十字架上我们看见这一切一切他的价值我们想要来敬拜他
But for us that know such things if we continue to do evil, it says, do not use your freedom as a cover for evil. Are we not more guilty than the Jewish leaders who in their ignorance could not see their sin, and yet now our eyes have been opened and we would walk in such a way? Peter says, don't do this.
但是当我们的眼睛得开以后，像彼得前书第二章他说，你们虽然是自由的，但是不可借着自由遮盖恶毒。我们的眼睛已经得开，我们就不可以再滥用我们的自由，这样子我们的罪比那些犹太宗教的领袖他们眼睛不得开这个罪还要更大。
Live as servants of God.
我们总要做神的仆人。
In the family, each person contributes.
在一个家庭里面，每一个人都要对这个家庭有一点贡献。
And when kids are little, it's good to give them instructions. This is what you do. This is what aren't to do.
当孩子还小的时候，我们就会给他们一点教导。这是你们应该这么做，应该那么做。
But as the kids grow, you want them to blur the lines a little bit.
但当孩子慢慢长大的时候，我们对他们的这种教训和指导就不是这么的一清二楚的。
You don't want them to always just take care of their room.
你不希望他们只是永远只是在要整理房间。
They're part of the whole household, so maybe they start cleaning up the living room.
因为他们是这家里的一员，希望或许他长大以后，他也开始把客厅收拾收拾。
Mom and dad are doing a lot of yard work. Maybe they can contribute a little bit.
那父母呢？他们在院子里做事，或许他们也可以来帮助。
You see, the law would be, hey, where's the signed contract with mom and dad? I'm only obligated to clean my room.
但是如果是在律法底下的话，那他们可能跟父母签了一个合同，那他们的合同上可能就是只要收拾自己的房间。
In the family, it's not so defined.
但是在一个家庭里面，事情不是这么一清二楚的定下来的。
Because the law is the law of love.
因为在家里呢，这个律呢是一个爱的律。
We are given a warning. I leave you with this last verse from Galatians 5:1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. And stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery.
最后呢，我们要看到加拉太书第五章第一节，这里给了我们一个警告。基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
How blessed are we that today we can gather together in freedom to worship God.
我们今天能够聚在一起，有这个自由来敬拜神，是何等的蒙福。
How blessed are we that know God, He's revealed Himself to us, that we are free in Him spiritually.
好，我们能够让神来光照我们，启示我们，我们在基督里是自由的，这是何等的蒙福。
And so he says, be careful, continue to walk in that level of freedom and don't go back to the stuff that's going to enslave you.
所以加拉太书说，你们已经得自由了，你们要继续站立得稳，不要再回头被奴仆的恶辖制。
Because as Jesus the Son has set you free,You are free indeed.
因为天父的儿子叫你自由，你就真自由了。
Let's pray.
让我们继续，我们来祷告。
Lord, as we come to this passage of Scripture, as you open these truths to us,
主啊，当我们在看这一节圣经，而且你把这圣经的经义告诉我们的时候
，We see your heart of compassion for these Jewish leaders.
我们看见你对这些犹太宗教领袖的慈爱。
Yes, they should have known better.
是的，他们应该可以明白，应该可以做得更好。
But they're blinded and deceived.
但是他们却被蒙蔽了，他们被盲目了。
Through sin, Satan, and themselves.
因着罪，因着撒旦，还有因为他们自己的关系。
But God, you lovingly and patiently reached out to them.
主啊，但是因着你的慈爱和你的怜悯，你继续的来对他们说话。
And in so doing, instruct us about true freedom.
主啊，你也同样的来告诉我们真自由。
We thank you, God, freedom that we have in this country.
主啊，我们为我们在这个国家里所得着的自由感谢你。
But we will be eternally grateful for the freedom we have in you, Jesus.
主啊，但是我们永永远远的感恩，就是我们在耶稣基督里的自由。
Teach us to learn what it is to walk in complete freedom.
主啊，教导我们，让我们可以活在完全的自由中。
That we will walk as sons and not like slaves.
主啊，让我们可以活得像个儿子，而不是奴仆。
That we would have no desire to return to the things that would enslave us.
主啊，让我们不会再想要回去继续受奴仆的轭辖制。
Help us, Lord, lead us to abide in you.
主啊，帮助我们，也带领我们能够继续住在你里面，遵守你的道。
To be free indeed.
所以让我们可以得到真自由。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.